Hello?
Calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet like print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Great. Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
African American.
Thank you. And I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote? Probably 50-50 or
definitely.
You will not vote?
Definitely.
Definitely. Okay. What is your age, please?
64.
Thank you. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 from 0 to 10. 0 means you're not at all motivated. 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote.
10.
Okay, thank you. Generally speaking, how closely would you say you've been following news and information about politics and candidates over the last year? Very closely, somewhat, not that closely,
very close.
Or not at all?
Very close.
Okay. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Independent.
Okay. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied? Satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Satisfied.
Okay, thank you. Generally speaking, would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
About the same.
Same, okay. Thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? You can choose two from the following list. Lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, combating division and racism, making college more affordable and forgiving student debt, creating more jobs and raising wages, reducing crime, border security, protecting abortion rights, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, improving K-12 public school education, passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people, or protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare?
You gave me a lot.
I know.
I choose the first one and the gun safety.
Gun safety. Okay, thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable. 50 is neutral. If you haven't heard of them or you have no opinion, you can tell me that too. We're starting with Tim Scott.
49.
Josh Stein.
Don't know.
Okay. Mark K. Robinson.
Don't know.
Kamala Harris.
75.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
48.
Joe Biden.
80.
80, okay. Donald Trump.
45.
Republicans in Congress.
44.
Democrats in Congress.
48.
Okay, and Jill Stein.
Not sure.
I'm sorry, how much?
I'm not sure who Joe Stein is.
Oh, okay. No worries. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Jill Stein, Independent Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, and Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., for whom would you vote?
Biden.
Biden, okay. If the general election for governor of North Carolina were held today and candidates were Green Party candidate Wayne Turner, Libertarian Mike Ross, Democrat Josh Stein, and Republican Mark Robinson, for whom would you vote?
Stein.
Stein, okay.
Yes.
Have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing?
Yes.
Okay, have you heard a lot, some, a little, or which one?
A lot.
A lot, okay. Has what you read, seen, or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them?
More.
Much more favorable or somewhat more?
Somewhat.
Okay, I got to apologize. I forgot to mention we're almost done, but I really appreciate your patience and participation so far. Okay, moving on. What have you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel more favorable towards the Biden administration, sir?
Well, the when he signed the executive order to secure the border.
Okay, when he signed a what, I'm sorry?
Executive order.
Oh, okay. Executive. To protect the border, right?
Right, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you. Now, have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he's doing?
Yes.
Okay, a lot, some, a little, or how much?
I say a lot.
A lot, okay. And what you read, seen, or heard about Donald Trump made you more or less favorable towards him?
Less.
Somewhat less or much less?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. What did you read, see, or hear about him that makes you feel less favorable towards Donald Trump?
Comments about him being a dictator for one day.
Being a dictator. Okay. All right. Now, I'd like you to, I'd like to read you what some others have said they believe are threats to the African-American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to the African-American community right now? You can choose two from the following list. Rising crime and violence. The lack of quality education opportunities. Stagnant wages and rising costs. Donald Trump getting elected president again. The rise of white supremacy and nationalism. Cuts to the social safety net like Social Security. A lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community, or the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms?
Definitely Social Security is one.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Second one, let's say the rise of white supremacy.
White supremacy? Okay, here we go. Thank you. For each of the following issues, please tell me whether you think Joe Biden or Donald Trump would be better at dealing with that issue. Implementing common sense gun reforms that help to keep guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them.
Biden.
Okay. Biden much better at handling it or somewhat better?
Much better.
Okay. Bringing down the cost of health care and prescription drugs.
Biden.
Okay, much better or a little better?
Much better.
Okay, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare.
Biden again.
Much better, too, or somewhat?
Yes, much better.
Growing the income and increasing economic opportunities for people like you.
Maybe Trump.
Okay, somewhat better or much better?
Somewhat.
Okay, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism.
Definitely Biden on that one.
Okay. And securing our borders.
They're about even on that one.
Okay, well, you know what? I don't really have one like that. It's either
Trump.
Biden somewhat better or
Trump.
Somewhat better or much better?
Somewhat.
Okay, guys. Thank you. We're almost done. So once again, I just appreciate your patience. Generally speaking, does President Biden's handling of the Israel-Gaza war make you more or less favorable towards him?
That's a tough one. I'll say less.
Much less or somewhat less?
Somewhat less. That would be okay. Difficult for anybody.
Okay, as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up an alleged affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 election. Generally speaking, do you think the trial was fair or unfair?
Fair.
Very fair or somewhat fair?
Very fair. I followed
it. Okay. All right. Since Donald Trump was found guilty of 34 felony charges, his supporters have said black people are more likely to vote for him because he's now more relatable to African Americans.
That's ridiculous.
The question was if you agree or disagree with this statement. Sounds to me you disagree. Do you disagree?
Totally, strongly disagree.
Strongly. Gotcha. How often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media? Very often? Often? Not often or not at all?
Not that often.
Not that often, okay. From which of the following social media sites do you receive the most information? You can choose two. We have TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, or X, Facebook, YouTube, or something else.
YouTube is the most.
Okay. You have a second one?
Facebook, I guess.
Facebook, okay. All right, so these last questions are for statistical purposes only. What's the last year of schooling you have completed?
postgraduate.
Post, okay. Are you married, unmarried, with a partner, single, separated, divorced,
married.
Widow?
Married.
Do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household?
No.
Okay. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Conservative.
Very conservative or somewhat?
I would say very by today's standards.
Okay. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once,
twice a week or more.
All right. Thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
More than half, probably nearly all.
Okay. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Suburban, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the U.S.?
No.
Okay, one or more of your parents born outside of the U.S.?
No.
Okay, and were you born outside of the U.S.?
No.
Okay. Lastly, do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Okay. Survey has been completed. I appreciate your participation, sir.
Take care.
Enjoy the rest of your day, sir. Thank you.
Yeah. Bye-bye.